SF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay.
Hello, St. Pete, and thanks for tuning in to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. On Tuesday, the USF Presidential Search Committee announced Moez Limayem as sole finalist for USF's next president. Dr. Limayem, who currently serves as president of the University of North Florida, was the Lynn Pippinger Dean of the Muma College of Business at USF for 10 years. During his tenure, we opened the Kate Tiedemann School of Business, had the ribbon cutting for the award-winning Lynn Pippinger Hall, and launched the USF FinTech Center here on campus. Dr. Limayem is an accomplished, energetic, and passionate higher education leader with deep ties to the USF and Tampa Bay region. He will soon visit USF for public forums with the university community. On September 24th, about 200 people gathered at USF St. Petersburg to watch startup founders and CEOs pitch their ideas to transform the financial technology industry. The event was part of the 4th FinTech X Accelerator Program, a partnership between the USF Muma College of Business and Tampa Bay Wave, which supports high-potential startups through mentoring, pitch coaching, and investor connections. 10 startups from across the U.S. and abroad presented their 4-minute pitches, joined by students from USF's first master's program in FinTech, who had the chance to network with founders and investors. Since its launch in 2022, the accelerator has helped 50 companies scale into successful businesses, generating nearly $60 million in revenue, attracting over $100 million in investments, and creating close to 500 jobs. Vice Provost Thomas Smith and Associate Professor of Nursing Allison Duffy stopped by City Council on October 2nd to update them on the exciting new bachelor program in nursing. Starting in fall 2026, a freshman nursing pathway program will allow students to start preparations for a nursing career immediately upon entering their college career, donning scrubs and stethoscopes right away. We are eager to meet a vital healthcare need for our state and region by offering a program that will train even more students to become the essential frontline workers and care professionals in this critical field. And being next door to Johns Hopkins All Children's and Orlando Health Hospitals means students will have accessible internship and learning opportunities. This program is a shot in the arm for our community and another great addition to our campus. It's officially the start of spooky season, and we're gearing up for the 4th annual Halloween Fest on Thursday, October 30th. This Halloween tradition, sponsored by the University of South Florida, the City of St. Petersburg, and Orlando Health Bayfront Hospital, invites families throughout the community to our St. Pete campus for trunk-or-treating, a haunted library, touch-a-truck, petting zoo, costume contests, and other spooky yet educational activities. The Halloween festivities are from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. More info on our website, stpete.usf.edu/events. Keep up with all the latest USF St. Petersburg news by visiting stpete.usf.edu. That's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. I'm Colleen Cherry, signing off till next week.
USF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay!